Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes. Without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Get ready for TalkSport's cavalcade of the catastrophic.
Bordeaux, as in the tapestry, yeah?
No.
This is the legendary Clips of the Week podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Clips of the Week.
And we start, Andy, with old mate Stuart Pearce at Wembley last Saturday. You seem to be getting very emotional about Chelsea's poor performance.
Frustration about the Chelsea team at the moment. There really is. I couldn't say there's a player in their team that's playing particularly well at this moment in time.
I thought he was going to go then. Closet Chelsea
fan. He was more upset than I was.
So many goals against them.
Yeah, here's our man in Manchester, Don McGuinness, talking United.
It's all about domestic football for a couple of months. And with a busy schedule that everybody has, it's just good to put compartmentalise that and put that away. And then
I'd put compartmentalise away if I were you, Dom, coming up with another word. Yeah, I wonder what's been exciting Fisherman's Blues host Nigel Botherway this week.
I want that tape around my rod. I fantasise over it.
Steady on, Nigel.
Blimey.
Of course not, Andy. Yes.
In fact, this week, Nigel once again displayed his incredible ability to hear every word, despite a bad line.
Good morning to you, Gary.
Hello, Nigel. Long time, no speak. Oh, yeah, I'm Gary that you speak. It's coming from Marty.
Oh, crikey, yeah, I remember you. Yeah, I remember you. Yeah,
Rob.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah, of course. Norman Collier wouldn't have got that one, would he? Is it me next? It's me.
Yes,
it's Dean Saunders with a quick question on Jim White's show for Mickey Gray.
Is this true? If you put your sail up in Norway on a boat and let it sail, it lands in Sunderland?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many questions there, really. I suppose it depends on an awful lot of things, like sort of wind direction.
The tide.
Whether the tide's in or out, as we're going to stay in Norway otherwise. And B, why are you asking Mickey Gray?
Well, he's quite an expert.
He's not a nautical man, is he?
No, not really, no. It's back to breakfast now, where they were discussing, the troubled South American derby on everyone's lips this week.
Boca v River, this is the second leg of their Copa Libertadores final. Called off again after bus attack injures the players.
And, it in the moment, Desmond, didn't it, in the first?
It was 2-2, yeah. So, but yes, there was a lot.
Are they both Buenos Aires?
Here we are.
It's pretty, isn't it?
Not been keeping up.
Inter and AC, are they both in Milan?
Well, they could be. I think you're being a bit harsh on
them.
Yeah,
I know you do.
This is, I stood your corner, Al. This is Mark Saggers talking Arsenal.
Welcome back here to the Vitality. In the end, it was Arsenal 2-1 winners with that winning goal from Aubameyang.
Aubameyang? Yeah, it did remind us of something, Andy, didn't it?
Of course.
Aubameyang. Aubameyang. Aubameyang.
How many times has that song been misappropriated over the years?
A lot.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Good.
What's next, then?
It's Carl Hartley now with science news.
Humans have successfully landed a spacecraft on Mars for the 8th time. The NASA craft has touched down after a 6-month, 300-mile journey.
Was my mum driving?
Makes sense. Slow, isn't
it? Makes sense, yeah. Wow, I never knew that. And it's odd, we were thinking Carl said humans. It's like he's distancing himself from the human race. Humans have done this. It's like not like us extraterrestrials. So there we are. Hmm. And we were surprised to hear Alan Brazil say this on Breakfast this week.
Oh, yeah, now 3 minutes to 10. I want the same pay as Sanchez.
You're not far off, mate. I wouldn't push your luck.
It's true.
But
perhaps,
Andy.
Perhaps you could work Sundays as well.
Yeah, they do a Sunday, right? Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, but we're not as surprised as we were to hear our TalkSport cricket summariser and Surrey skipper Gareth Batty say this before leaving Sri Lanka for home.
Alex Stewart needs to get me back in the gym and get the old man back ready for action.
Stewie got a pump. I mean, obviously, to pump the tyres up on Bat's bike so he can go
Nigel's
out,
tape.
So we can go out cycling and get fitter is what I meant.
Yeah.
And if David Attenborough is succession planning at the moment, he should look no further than our own Professor Mike Parry.
I saw part of the programme where a chimp had been quite badly beaten up but had recovered and retaken his spot at
yes.
the top of the tribe.
No, that's him. That's Dave. But sadly, yeah. since they filmed the show,
oh, yeah.
he's been beaten to death.
Again.
Yeah, twice.
Thank you, Mike.
I don't know how that happens.
That's brilliant, isn't it? What's next, Andy?
It's just time for TalkSport's Inappropriate Reaction of the Week from Alan Brazil to Mark Bosnich.
It's now 6:35 in the evening. I'm actually in the car. On the way to pick up some food for the kids and for the fiancé. So there you go.
Hey! Oh.
Why?
Not really the reaction. I've just been shopping. Woohoo!
No sense at all.
Yeah, anyway, it's a caller to drive.
Mm.
Carl is a Southampton fan. What do you want to say, Carl?
Firstly, thanks for having me on, guys.
No problem.
I love your show to bits.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you.
But thank you for having me on.
Yeah, so we get the idea. You're delighted to be on there. But, Andy, to be fair...
Well, we had to cut it short, didn't we? As we didn't have time to play you the full version.
Here it is, yeah.
Carl is a Southampton fan. What do you want to say, Carl?
Firstly, thanks for having me on, guys.
No problem.
I love your show to bits.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you.
Thank you for having me on.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
No problem.
I love your show to bits.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you.
Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, so we've had a cut. I spent another 5 minutes there. Went right through the ad break.
Well, I enjoyed that.
There's your clips of the week. Thanks to Arnold Anderson, John Armitage, RK16, Liam Batkin, David Clark, Roger in Durham, James Merton, Ruthless, John Copeland, Chambo, Gareth Caddy, and Daniel Fisk.
And Adrian gave me a clip.
And Adrian,
as well.
Good old Adrian. Thanks very much, Adrian. If you hear a clip on TalkSport over the next 7 days, please send it in to us, talksport.com/H&J. Text to 81089, tweet to TSH&J. We need a day and a time when you heard it so we can listen back, and if it's played, you'll get a credit. Don't forget, of course, the Clips of the Week podcast available around 5 o'clock, along with the best of this afternoon's show. We've had some great guests. So you're going to get a bumper podcast today here, our chat with Sir Michael Parkinson a little bit earlier on, Justin Morehouse, and a whole lot more besides. So that'll be available at 5 o'clock as well from iTunes or wherever else you get your podcast.
The goofs, the gaffs, and the humongous howlers. The TalkSport Clips of the Week podcast.
I ain't going to sit on the fence, but I think both.
Subscribe to the Clips of the Week podcast today and get the extended edition delivered to you direct every Friday afternoon.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.